cuestiona mucho.
Pues, ¿sabes qué? Yo creo que no es tanto el físico, es más bien la personalidad que tiene y todo lo que proyecta.
Ya me lo imagino con su smoking blanco, un martini en una mano y un costoso habano en la otra.
Provocativo. Atractivo.
A new stereophonic sound spectacular.
Hello there, and welcome to the exciting world of HIP. This is a new departure in language instruction for English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by jazz musicians, hipsters, beatniks, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, monsieur. Nous allons, grâce à ce disque créé spécialement pour vous, essayer de tirer ensemble le maximum de qualité sonore de votre chaîne Haute Fidélité.
Sit back. Relax. And close your eyes.
Welcome to the Business Agility Podcast, broadcasting from the heart of Montreal, where we dare talk all things agile, conscious leadership, and freedom lifestyle for entrepreneurs you won't hear elsewhere. Here's your host, Alexander Frederick Jolie, known as Coach AF.
Oh, man, no. Let's open your eyes. Let's open your mind. Let's be in the openness to receive a transmission, to receive transformation. If you are listening to this, maybe you're part of the Renaissance 2.0 that started maybe in 2021 with not just the blockchain and everything. So all is everybody's doing in the midsummer, July the 30th already. We are, yes, live streaming on Rumble and YouTube. So, and let me shut down this phone to be in full quality of presence with you. Voilà. So, all right. So, I'm really glad and happy to be before you in a summer like this at 11:30 Eastern, 12 or even 10:30 Central. It's a risky business for those who really want to maximize or optimize what they call this influencing thing. But me, I'm not. I'm an enterprise scrum master. I'm an enterprise AI advocate and advisor and learning with you. So you could say hi in a chat as we are live this Thursday, July the 30th. It's recorded for the Dare Real Agile podcast episode 75 already. It's going to be, dropping all platform, audio platform, from Spotify to Amazon, passing by iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Deezer, and Apple Podcasts. Choose your drug, choose your platform, and smash that like button. Subscribe if you're not. Once again, 82% of watchers that watch more than half the program on YouTube and Rumble are not subscribed. So give me some love on Rumble. Smash the like button. Share this video to someone, maybe. So this is the blah, blah, blah. This is the blah, blah, blah. Did I prompt it? Of course not. But are you men? Are we prompt or not? Think about it. Think about it for once. Because this is today's subject that I was thinking the other day, coming back from a bicycle ride. Because for me, bicycle ride and jogging, but I cannot run right now because of my heavy weight. I need to lose weight to start running again, not to destroy my knees. So for this episode 75, it's hello user or hello loser. It's kind of an agility tale that I was riding my bike on the Lachine Canal towards the West Island of Montreal. I was thinking like my jogger who listened to this podcast. I know you run with me, so you're going to run with me on two part today. This hello user that has replaced the hello world for developer, and we're going to see why I didn't make any orthographic error by loser. I'll explain. It's not loser. But of course, if you're not losing yourself, staying in this human agency, you might become a loser instead of a user. Ah, that's the poetry of it right now that I did. And the part two, I might address, if we have time, and to guide you to an excellent article. I love the title. It's from Jorgen Apelo on Substack. he wrote something called The Age of AI. Yes, because we are in the age of AI. Will reveal the true agilist. So I've been saying that for at least 2024 when I came back from the GIF Thanks for Scrum in Boston with Dr. Jeff Sutherland presenting back in 2024, a review of what it had predicted in 2020 during the scandemic. He was telling, like, with this advance of AI over the large language model, like more like into this creation of autonomous agent that could work with you. We hope it's with you and not just for you or for themselves as they become more and more autonomous. So he was reviewing what he had said in 2020 and putting again, especially for Scrum Master and Agile Coach out there, he says, 2024, he said in 5 years, you won't have a job if you don't have to adapt properly to this thing. And today's, it's a bit about this. Are you still the user of those tools, even if you create this agentic way, giving agency? Because agent came from the term in American English of having agency. And what is agency, you might ask? And for those more bilingual or allophone or maybe francophone out there, but you still understand English, sometimes it's one thing to know the language, but do we know the roots? Do we know the cultural aspect of it? So when we speak about human agency and this term agency, first it's a noun, and it's often an adjective that could modify some state of a being, such as human agency or this robot agency. Most of the time, you will think of, when you hear the word, especially if you know native English, you will think, oh, it's a business or an organization established to provide a particular service or a typical one that involves organizing transaction between two other parties. Okay, so that's the agency type of thing. But what about the early 17th century in the sense of position or function of an agent, the ability to act into an activity? Agencia from the Latin, an agent doing, all right? So when we talk about agency, it's the ability to make decision and to act independently. This is the meaning of all the talk you hear. And if you want to put back craftsmanship in software development, if you want to put back craftsmanship in any work that you do in the future of work and this agentic economic, where you're going to have a combination of human and machine interaction. So this is what I mean by this, because I just opened a vault in my human brain, and I want to talk to you that tale today. Who commands the machine, and who quietly gets commanded by the hype and the thing? So from Hello World to Hello User, every builder, and that's very like key important point here, every builder's first line of code was Hello World from the 90s all the way to not so far, so far fetched ago. But in the age of AI, the new opening line is Hello User. I don't know if when you use a LLM, specifically, me, I'm using more Claude for professional work and so on. And I always see, it's amazing, like, see, you put my name and some kind of a phrase, depending if my time zone, we are in the morning, in the afternoon. So this is the Hello User, by the way. And if you use code Claude and OpenClaw, this is what you see, Hello User. So your agent is greeting you. And if you didn't personalize it, you will have this Hello User. But the real question is, who is the user and who is the used? Are you directing this agent with our equation that we came up? My architect, my software and firmware engineer over at Adrien AI, when we built Adrien, because Adrien is not a language model. We have this kind of little thing that we play in the background, but Adrien is truly, it's truly an agent, specifically in the role of a product owner that we sell right now, and we have three beta clients testing it in Texas and one in Virginia. So it's literally something innovative, something new. So you can compare Adrienne to a cloud class or a code something. It's doing something else with our question of human integration, human intelligence, HI, or you could say I, plus the artificial intelligence and the doing. Okay, even if it's more autonomous, it's still into the doing of the strategy. So the HI is governance and strategy, and the AI is execution, okay, and common to your craft, because the craft comes from the creativity. That's the thing. So when you use it, like in a more advanced setting, like we do at Adrienne AI, and I hope Rise AI or Origin AI will develop an orchestrator or an operating model with a combination of that equation of human agency with an AI autonomous. I don't like to call it AI agency because the agency should be kept in two. Because remember again, the ability to make decision, should the agency itself should stay human and act independently. So this, we could give some independence to the agent, but never an agent should be agency by itself. So because otherwise, you're going to become the used, and you're not the user anymore. And so it's because otherwise, this is it. It's why you're as a passive consumer, if you don't apply this equation of HI plus AI, in common of your craft, of your ideas, of your strategy, then you'll be wired as a passive consumer of someone else's hype machine, like Sam Altman dream, because he literally have a wet dream about it. You will consume intelligence, because he said it himself, intelligence will become a commodity. It's like air and water, like if we have to pay for air. Do you see the manipulation of those loser, not looser? So for me, it's from the first Scrum team that I had 25 some years ago to co-creating today with Adrienne. The whole game is agency, and we should prioritize the agency of the human who do the craftsmanship or the craftswomanship, if you like. So the looser, pay attention, not loser, the looser paradox that I kind of think when I was bicycling the other day, it's this rigidity. If you're too rigid, you lose, and looseness wins. Because the ones who lose in the age of AI are the ones who clutch within rigid framework, within one model only, within one thing. They have certification badge of Microsoft or AWS, but they will use fear to sell you the adoption of Agile, and they will focus once again on this old way of top-down control and imposition of how your team should use those model and even the agent creation. So the winners are the losers, those who lose enough to inspect and adapt the empirical process once again from Scrum, to invite change rather than impose it. And I praise my friend Daniel Mizik for that. He taught me that. A continuation of what I've learned with Mike Beadle. And to stay empirical while everyone else panic about the shagat or about the attrition in the workforce, business agility is not a nice to have. It's the survival skill for a VUCA on steroid world we are in the last 5 years. And if you agree with that, tell me in the comment your perspective about it. And I don't try to sit with scarcity or fear or what have you. It's just what it is. If you understand truly the empirical process system with the business agility, which is the real way to adapt to the market, to the economy, and to the innovation and speed of technology, to avoid having this VUCA of volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, you have to be clear, you have to be lean. Just don't talk to me about agile anymore. You know that. So this equation of HI plus AI, the human in the loop stays the hero. Because this equation holds two parts. It's Brian Kramer, human-to-human interaction that should replace the B2B or the B2C or the what have you, because it's all about us providing service, help, collaboration to each other. So it's that H2H, human-to-human interaction, plus HI, human intelligence, which include this agency, this incremental, iterative way of thinking of doing craftsmen or craftswoman. And you multiply it now with what we develop and what we have, artificial intelligence plus this agentic H2M, human to machine. That should equal collaboration and enhancement results. AI reveals it does not replace. Let me repeat it again. AI reveals does not replace. What separates the user from the loser is the human intention, the judgment, and the craft. The AI craftsmanship stands, but beware the imposter economy, the pretenders riding the wave with no empirism are exactly the losers this age will expose brightly. So basically, my friends, my dear fellow Real McCoy of the Dare Real Agile, in the age of AI, you don't get to stay the same. You become the user. Loose, empirical, bold, be bold and proceed, or proceed and be bold. Or the age turns you into a loser, so choose loose. Now, I read on Substack, I think it was, someone sent me the link by email, a really great article by the one who called himself the Solo Chief. He's the author of The Human Robot Agent, published in April 2025. His name is Jorgen Apello. And because this is an audio program, for those who's watching right now live or after on Rumble and YouTube and X, sorry, I apologize. I don't necessarily always show things. Now, I'd like to focus on the message of Jorgen Apello. Because a lot of critics, that's why I like when people are divergent like this, a lot of critics who accuse him of jumping on the AI bandwagon, like I've been accused too. So, in our daring, caring way here at the Dare Real Agile, and I will try to contact him if you'd like to come on the show, for what it gives you and where to push it further. And I will put the link in the pinned comment for this article. If it's not already in the description for the audio podcaster who's listening to this, you could come into my YouTube or Rumble. And in the description also of the blog post on our darerealagile.com, you will have anyways this link to his article on Substack. So his thesis is the pivot to AI is not the betrayal of agile. It is agile. So I've been saying something like this since at least 2021, 2022, when I thought about the great split within the agile movement for those who will be more practical, pragmatic, those who will be able to also make that jump into this Renaissance 2.0 with those new technology for the digital identity and the bioconvergence, which is the blockchain and, of course, this AI layer. Look, lot more higher than just a large language model or a chatbot. That's what I meant. So his thesis for Jorgen Napello is the pivot is not a betrayal. So if you pivot to agile, from agile to AI, is that a betrayal? It is actually agile. It is a demonstration. So that's why you see it once again in all markets. I could see it in North America, my fellow in Boston at Agile Boston, some kind of great mind, few of them in Montreal. So it's still again the 1-3% of the greatness of agile consultant that already turn with engineer into building this new ways of working with AI and enhancing themselves. And this is why we created this equation at Adrian AI to keep it in mind. So it is a demonstration of who is really agile. So what I keep having for years that 97% of those soi-disant pretender agile coach out there, especially in the Montreal and Quebec French market, are fake, lame, non-existent, non-agile, anti-patterns. What happened and what I read in this Apello great article, once again, the age of AI will reveal the true agilist. Right on point. Right on point. Because Apello's core line is, riding the AI wave isn't abandoning agile, it is agile. Agility was never about agility for its own sake. And we say that since the last 10 years, from Martin Fowler to Daniel Mezick to myself. It's always about creating value in uncertain times. Yes! When the environment shifts to AI, responding to that change is the fourth manifesto value in action. Real agency here. Hello. So, of course, in the article, it will go deeper that he says, like, is tool to compass it, to see the shift, to kind of organize the shift is really methodic, is the Ikigai compass. He maps the pivot into an ikigai, if I pronounce well. So what you love, what's you're good at, and what the world needs, and what you're paid for. Logic. Actually, it's a great coaching for an AI coaching, an AI adoption coaching on an individual base into your work, towards a team organization and building, and towards organizational design after that. So I praise him for that. Congratulations, Mr. Jorgen Apello. So the work you love change. And Eno loves building with his team of AIs. See what I mean? It's exactly what I do since 2024 with Adrian, guys. And I hope to do with Rise AI coming soon, next year. So the tool change, but the center, the creation of value, stays. And his sharp line for practitioner in his article is the customer asks for AI, but they still need agile. Same medicine, new flavor? I don't know. You tell me in the comment below. So, you know, when I coach team and our onboard team into enterprise Scrum, into Scrum, always go to, okay, and now yes, and. So embrace the wave. Have a good surfboard. But demand the craft. Because embracing the wave with your nice snowboard or your nice surfboard doesn't mean that you fall into the hype. No. Because when you embrace the wave, demand the craft. And Apello is right that true agilists thrive while pretenders fall. And the same who used to pretend that they could bring your team into a more agile way and lean way to work, to produce value, if they don't know what is the creation of value into your context and they offer a one-size-fits-all, such as the SAFe framework, or a too rigid Scrum bulldozer into your team, well, they will do the same, excuse my French, shit with AI. And they will impose the Microsoft unified environment. But AI is more than just one model. It's more than just one company that offers it. So you know, the Minecraft, and he's right about it too. We agree on this. This is when we thrive. And I will add, yes, and the guardrail. Without empirism, if you don't understand substantiation, once again, if you don't understand empirism, you cannot understand Scrum. You cannot teach Scrum. You cannot help and coach with Scrum. And the respect of the craft of the doer, the executor, those who produce the value. So riding the wave is precisely how the Agile industrial complex colonized Agile. Okay? And the AI industrial complex that is building right now is running the same playlist, the same playbook right now. So the daring move is to embrace AI boldly with craftsmanship and openness. The caring move is to shield your team and your clients from vendor theater by holding the line on empirism, invitation-based change, and responsible deployment with openness and respect of the craft of others. So Apelo names the split winners and losers, and I name the test. Can you make AI empirical, or are you just repenting the hype? The wave rewards the loose and the honest. Let me repeat it again. The wave rewards the loose and the honest. So my dear real agilist, what will be your takeaway? You could tell me in the comment, in the chat, if you're live this Thursday, the 30th. But if you're listening to this and you jog with me, or you may be doing some bicycle, but be careful, one ear. Huh? Or if you do your workout, I know some of you write me that you love to make your workout listening to this Daring Real Agile kind of solo editorial, sometimes with a guest. So be a loser, never a loser. Be part of this 3% of innovator and even creator. Say hello to the user and you. Command the machine. Demand others to share their craft. Don't let the hype command you. Pivot boldly. That pivot is agility, not betrayal. And protect your people and your clients. Demand empirism. Invite change. Refuse vendor theater. Looseness is not reckless. It is principle adaptability. And the Agile Lounge stands within the group of my services and brand company. It's this equation we did with Adrian. HI plus AI equal best results. The heroes of the uncertain age are the agilists who stay loose, stay empirical, and stay bold within the guardrail and respect of the craftsmen of everyone else. The rest, the age will reveal. So, I hope you liked it, guys. I know there was a couple of people watching live right now here on Rumble and within YouTube. So, if you liked it, please like it. subscribe and hit the bell, especially on YouTube. And all the links are in the description of the Pine Common, including the article of Jorgen Apollo. And if you scan this, you'll be able to contact my team and myself, all our broadband of services, of professional services that include Adrian AI. If you need an agent that acts as a product owner or a product manager, this is her, yes. And we built it for you. So contact us. And if you are among those lagger but interested of becoming more agile or more lean while adopting AI, we are here too with the Agile Lounge. And we'll talk this fall more about this Phoenix Advantage and Joli Private Management coming up. So thank you very much. Thank you so very much for your attention and your precious time listening to this. For those who just arrived, because it's 12 noon, I see the counter rising. You just have, after I say goodbye to you and happy weekend and happy vacation. Oh, yes. One more thing. I will do a grid off, a tech diet this August. So from this Saturday, August 1st, all the way to somewhere in September the 5th, I will be out of this, completely disconnected. I will make a call to some people I want to see to coordinate, of course, but I will use the iPhone like a old phone, if you see what I mean, for those who are born and raised in the 80s and 90s. So for those who just joined because it's lunchtime, it's done. So just hit replay and you'll have it. All right. So, and once again, remember who you truly are. You are wonderful. You are powerful and you are free to be whoever you want it to be and to do whatever you want it to do and respect of one another. On that, beautiful loungers and beautiful dairy agilist, I wish you an happy end of summer and see you soon in September, maybe for something great.